This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. We are talking libraries and books today, those special spaces and beloved tomes that you can find in every Massachusetts city and town. Later in the hour, we'll bring you two friends who set out to visit every library in the Commonwealth. We'll hear about a project to put libraries in prisons and talk spring book recommendations with two local booksellers. But first, we've had protests in libraries on our minds after anti-mask demonstrations last month in Boston Public Library branches. And it got us to thinking about the promise of a library, whether it should offer patrons and kids safe or sacred spaces. So we decided to ask a school librarian.
It's lunchtime, so I allow students to come in and eat their lunch here. So there are students here eating lunch. There are others doing some work, others who take virtual high school classes. Yeah, it's always an active space.
That is Anita Salucci, the librarian at Westboro High School, talking with us from work at lunchtime today. Salucci is also the K-12 library department head there and has written about libraries as safe spaces for kids. We spoke this afternoon, and I started by asking her what she thought when she first heard about last month's protests.
Yeah, it was really interesting because of everything that's going on throughout the country right now in school libraries with book challenges and banning some books in schools and such, I actually wasn't that surprised. It makes sense that public libraries are also going to be subjected to some of this fear-based protesting as well. I think that, you know, librarians work hard to create a space that's welcoming and safe for everyone. And unfortunately, some people may not always agree what that actually ends up looking like.
So let's stay in that for a minute, because I think what struck me, Anita, in her first hearing the news was this idea that libraries are supposed to be a safe space. You know, I personally love libraries. For me, they're almost a sacred kind of space. And I wonder if you can talk a little bit more about that and whether that means, you know, there's a particular claim to what does and doesn't happen in a library.
Sure. So I truly believe that the school library should be a space where all feel a sense of solace, so a general overall sense of well-being and safety. And most school libraries are now active learning spaces, but also offer our vulnerable students a refuge in a variety of ways.
Let me just stop you there. At mm-hmm. one level, I understand what you're saying. And at another level, I wonder if you can personify that for us. Take a young person and tell me, what is the young person's experience in the library? Maybe somebody specific, obviously without using their name, that you're mm-hmm. thinking of for whom the library serves those functions.
Yes. So I think of students who may have some vulnerabilities in their life. So whether it's they're living in an experience of homelessness or poverty, or, you know, there's challenges at home, and this space offers them a place to come in and breathe and really just escape from some of the, you know, the nonstop movement in life. I think that, you know, we have an opportunity as librarians to have our programming work in such a way that we are thinking about those students and the gaps and the equity issues that we experience in our culture. So I think that, you know, that student comes into this space and sees representation of themselves, whether it's in a piece of artwork or it's a book display, or it's just that smiling face of the librarian who's willing to say hello to them. It might be the only person who has smiled at them that day.
So that really, Anita, brings it home, right? That sense of this is for me. I belong here. I can see myself here. And you're really rooted in school libraries. I know you've done partnership work with the public library in your community as well. Is it and should it be the same expectation for a public library, for a whole community? Should we expect those same things from our public libraries?
Yeah, I do think we should. I think that, you know, I think libraries historically have been places where we think about what's happening in our society and, you know, through the years have been places that have supported whatever inequities exist in our culture. So yes, I do think that we should expect that in our public libraries as well.
Anita, what do you love most about a good library? Is it a corner of the library, a sight, a smell, a display? What do you love most?
I think it's the whole experience. I don't know if I could just pinpoint one thing. I really do think it goes back to that whole idea of that solace, just that calming feeling of walking into that space and knowing that whether it's public or school, knowing that if there's something I'm curious about, or, you know, I just want to sit and read, that I'm able to do that. And that if I need help to do so, there's someone there that'll do that for me. Or even if it's a community meeting space, that it just offers that opportunity to view the community in a different way.
What's your oldest childhood memory of a library?
When I was a child, I used to walk to the library every day after school, the public library. And it was a little tiny library. I think it was like at the bottom of a house. And you walked down these three steps to get into the main area of the library. And, you know, it was all those things that you just asked. It was the smell. It was the look. It was just the excitement of being independent and going there myself at like 8, 9, 10 years old. And, you know, being able to wander through that space and find something that caught my curiosity, and not having to explain it. I think that's, you know, that I would just remember that feeling so deeply.
That last part really registers with me, that not having to explain it, you know, for a kid to be free to have your own interests and preferences, set them for yourself and not have to explain them or justify them to anybody. That really is the realm of a kid's growing intellectual curiosity, isn't it?
Absolutely, for sure.
So I think the last place I want to go with you, I think about the fact that a library is a place that the community owns. Right? If it's a school, then the school community owns the library. If it's a city or town, the town community owns it. And this tension of creating a safe space versus creating a safe space for speech and discord and disagreement. You know, you've made reference to book bannings or book protests. We talked about the anti-mask protests in the Boston Public Library branches. How do you balance claims from a community to be able to do all of that in a space like a library? And is it right to try to balance all of that?
Yeah, I think it's a very careful balance, but I also think it's one that, you know, is not a solo balance. So it should be, you know, you mentioned that I work with other entities in the town. So I'm always pulling in other people to have these conversations. So I think it should be community-based in the sense of, you know, how are we reacting to what's happening in our communities and how can we react? So I think that's a complex question. I think it's also a little different for different communities, but I do think it is something that libraries should wrestle with and should have discourse about and, you know, be able to, you know, whether it's hosting forums or just ensuring that there is a way to open that communication.
Will we always have libraries?
Yes.
And the library tomorrow that you dream of, what is it doing? What is it like?
Well, first of all, I dream that there is a physical school library in every school, a certified school library teacher in every school library. I think that is my biggest dream. Currently, we have a lot of inequity across the Commonwealth with that. So my biggest dream is that everyone, every child gets to experience all that we're talking about and grows up to understand the complexity and the necessity of having this free discourse and a space and people who protect the right to read and the freedom for information.
Anita Salucci is the librarian at Westboro High School and the K-12 library department head there. Anita, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.